This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 19th. It's great to have you with us, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm your host today, Brody Wilson, in for Audrey McCabe. A Montrose organization that helps homeless residents find housing, jobs, and treatment is 2 months away from closing its doors. The Shepherd's Hand is the only local group dedicated specifically to serving unhoused people in Montrose. Since January, it's helped 27 chronically homeless individuals, many dealing with mental health and addiction challenges, get back on their feet. But the organization is nearly out of money, and without a dedicated grant writer, it can't sustain itself. Jennifer Jones warned the Montrose City Council on Tuesday night that if Shepherd's Hand closes, the burden shifts to law enforcement and the broader community. Today is Juneteenth, the day that marks the end of slavery in the United States. On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas. They brought word that enslaved people were finally free. That came more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. The news had been slow to reach Texas. Today, Juneteenth is a federal holiday celebrated nationwide. And the Montrose City Council had a tense debate this week over the city's century-old charter. At issue is whether to form a Citizens Charter Commission to review a possible change to the charter. The city attorney outlined two ways to create the commission. The council could appoint members directly or send the question to voters first. Mayor Barriaco opposed it. He said the council should write amendments and then take them straight to the voters. And he noted that residents can already petition for changes themselves. Councillor David Reed pushed back sharply.
It's fallacious at best. It is not a constitutional issue. We are a home rule municipality. We have the right and the authority to create a citizens commission. And as I said previously, why do we bring the voters in at the last minute to vote up or down when they can and should be part of the process? You came into office saying we've got to have citizens and we've got to have more involvement. This is like talking out of both sides of your mouth, pardon me. But you can't say we want citizen involvement and then deny their right to actually have input on their constitution.
With one seat vacant, the council tabled the vote until July 7th when the full council can weigh in. And just a friendly reminder that your primary ballots are due to be put in your mailbox on June 22nd, or you can always drop them in a drop box physically until June 30th. There's a lot of coverage of primary candidates at kvnf.org/vote, so if you're still undecided, go check it out. Breeze Airways is cutting back service between Grand Junction and Southern California. The airline will end both of its weekly nonstop flights to Orange County after August 17th. A company spokesman said capacity limits at the John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana drove the decision. Travelers will still have a one-stop option through Las Vegas. That route runs 3 days a week. Grand Junction Airport CEO Angela Padalecki told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel she's disappointed to see it end. She said the route is well-utilized and is objectively successful. Passengers already booked can get a refund or rebook. Montrose County School District Superintendent Dr. Carrie Stevenson remains on administrative leave. That came after a special board meeting on June 2nd. An independent investigator is now reviewing the matter, but that investigation has itself come under scrutiny. At the last board meeting, several community members stepped to the microphone. They questioned how the investigator was chosen and whether the full board approved the contract's cost and scope. Some asked whether the board president had overstepped her authority. One of those speakers was Linda Gann. She points to a public records request that she raised that she says raises red flags about the deal. Gann argues that the board's original motion was far narrower than the contract that ultimately got signed for the investigation.
The motion directed the board president to work with counsel to select an investigator. But the contract that I obtained through CORA shows that the board president and legal counsel went way beyond. The motion did not authorize a 2-year contract. The motion did not authorize unlimited spending. The motion did not authorize scope changes by email. The motion did not authorize one board member to act as a district client representative. And most importantly, the motion did not authorize the legal counsel to sign a financially binding contract for the Montrose County School District. That should concern every one of you as well as all of us taxpayers. It also raises questions about the independence of the investigation itself. How will we know if the staff members who had a different impression of the incident in question will be contacted? I'm asking a school board to govern.
We'll, of course, keep you updated on the latest at the Montrose County School Board after their next meeting. It's Farm Friday today, and today we have a feature for you about microlending in the KVNF listing area. On the Western Slope, small farms run partly on money and partly on each other. A neighbor loans a truck, or a fellow rancher leases grazing land for cheap. That kind of generosity doesn't show up in any ledger, but it does keep a lot of producers going. One group on the Western Slope is working to extend that generosity to the larger agricultural community.
My name is Emma Cottonstedt. I own and operate Farm Runners, which is a local distribution service in Hotchkiss and grocery store.
Farm Runners delivers local food across the region, but before Emma built that business, her community helped build her.
Yes, and then so we got a reduced rate at our location here in Hotchkiss, and then the company actually sold us the building at a reduced market rate, which has made everything possible. We have just been so blessed and lucky that there has been people in our community that has helped us along the way to be a success and continue to be a success, and now I want to pass it on. I want it to keep going. I want that generosity and community building to continue.
That impulse to pass it on is what brought Emma to Slow Money Western Slope. It's a project of Slow Food Western Slope, the local nonprofit. The idea has roots in the national Slow Money movement.
Slow Money was an idea created by a man named Woody Tash. And it was to slow money down and bring it back to ground level in our communities.
The model here is simple. People donate to a fund. Farmers borrow from that fund interest-free. Then they pay it back. And their payback goes back into the fund. So the next producer gets a shot.
It can be anything from a small loan that I need just to cover payroll for the first couple months of the season before farmers markets money starts really coming in, or it could be for a bigger project. I need a tractor, or I need an implement, or I need a greenhouse.
Applications are rolling, open to farmers and ranchers anywhere on the Western Slope. Loans go out 4 times per year. Farmers propose their own repayment terms, what works for their cash flow. The fund is built for producers who often can't access a conventional line of credit at a workable rate.
Yeah, a lot of farmers can't even get a line of credit without that interest rate being so high, or being able to pay it back in time that they're not paying on that interest. So, you know, even if they just need that few $1,000 to get the payroll or their market fees at the beginning of the year, that's something that we hope we can help with.
The fund has raised $30,000 so far, with a goal of $50,000 by July. First loans go out this summer. We asked Emma to make the case to someone with a little extra money, someone who might put their money here and expect nothing in return but a stronger food community.
My heart is so in this community, and I care so deeply about the farmers and the food, and I really think what our farmers are doing here is changing the world. And the ranchers and farmers here can feed us and feed our community, and to me, it's a no-brainer that we would help them. If they are going to help us, we should help them, and they need our help, especially in years like this when there's freezes and there's droughts and our row crop growers are going with their ethos and cutting out markets and changing markets and trying to feed our community more. There is absolutely no reason that we shouldn't be putting our money where our mouth is.
If you're a producer and want to apply for a loan, or if you want to put your money where your mouth is and make a tax-deductible donation to the fund, find Slow Money Western Slope at slowmoneywesternslope.org. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 19th. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening today. Hope you have a wonderful, safe, and enjoyable weekend. Remember, you can always listen to the KVNF Regional Newscast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Brody Wilson.